CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Judy Dempsey. My colleague is also the editor-in-chief of Strategic Europe. That is a website. You can sign up for it. It comes into your email box, and you read the best thinking. It's in English, although everybody speaks all the languages in Europe, about European Union, our major trading partner, and what it makes of the U.S. election cycle, the U.S. commitment, and particularly these hectic days, what it makes about the President of the United States. Judy, since the episode in the White House following a release by the Justice Department of findings about Mr. Biden and classified documents, there's been speculation everywhere in the United States about Mr. Biden's ability to continue. I am without German or French, so I cannot read the European media responding in its own fashion. You can. How has the controversy been heard in Berlin about Mr. Biden's ability to continue in office?
On the political elite level, there's not much said. Of course, the media reported, but it's one of puzzlement that Joe Biden continues to run. It's one of puzzlement that two very old men are running to get control of the White House. But essentially, in terms of the political parties here, it certainly galvanized their thinking in the sense that where is Europe going to be after November 2024? And there's little strategic thinking on all of this. And there had been several years to actually think strategically on how Europe is going to deal with this. But now there's just an obsession that Trump will win instead of, well, let's hope that Biden will win, despite all the criticisms about his health and other issues. But there's one of concern, there's one of apprehension, and actually there's one of, I must say, a kind of helplessness. And what it's going to need is really leadership among the EU countries to say, okay, we've got a problem with the United States, and let's get Ukraine fixed on our terms and with European financial, social, political, and military assistance. I mean, this is the chance for Europe to really show what it can do.
Yes, I like that, because if you can't fix something, fix what you can. And it occurs to me, reading the headlines, that one thing that the European Union can do is speak with Kiev about bringing it in as a member. Is that possible in the next year?
You speak of Ukraine coming into what?
Into the EU, being made
of... No. No, it's got candidate status, and the negotiations will start. It's not going to join the EU for the next 10 or 12 years. There's so much to do. I mean, John, your reader should know that reading the EU laws, it's called the Acquis Communautaire. There are thousands of pages, thousands of regulations, thousands of laws, from the size of glasses to the size of veterinary instruments and so on. No. This is going to take an awful long time, and there's going to be huge opposition to Ukraine joining, particularly from the agriculture lobby, who fear competition from the Ukrainian agricultural industry.
I was looking for a way of moving the story, so I also turned to the fact that the EU has other challenges. Ukraine and energy are major, and the presidency of the United States is profound. It certainly is here as well. But I note, as we've been talking for weeks, there's lots of political turmoil in the EU around farming. Is that likely to be something that can be done in the next year for the EU to take charge of itself? We're not looking at a good scenario if the presidential election goes to Mr. Trump for the EU. Things are not going to get better.
Things are not going to get better. The farming lobby has flexed its muscles. We're coming up to the European Parliament elections, which will shape the outcome, whether it's going to be far right or anti-immigration or all sorts of lobbies joining the European Parliament, which is a mishmash of so many interests. But the farmers' lobby actually have hit a raw nerve. They realize that if the Green Deal and climate change have to be dealt with, it needs to be explained to them. They have to readapt. They have a place in the society, although they contribute little to GDP, but they feed the population. And it's time, perhaps, that the elites actually reach out to the farmers, listen to them, and try to integrate them into a debate. Essentially, this is about major town hall meetings of communication, not making meetings and decisions behind closed doors.
I note that we spoke of the German farmers and their beautiful tractors in Berlin closing traffic. Since then, it's happened in Rome, same beautiful tractors. There's a protest in Belgium today, farmers, same beautiful tractors. And the French farmers are bringing out their beautiful tractors again. It seems to be spreading. So I look for more conversation about farming. It's certainly not as volatile as discussing the next president or Vladimir Putin. Judy Dempsey, she's the editor-in-chief of Strategic Europe. It is a website. You sign up and it comes to you, the best thinking in the EU. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,